right, we are back again. I don't know what episode we're on right now. I don't know. Let me see if I can find that and look it up. But I'm Kevin.
And I'm Madeline.
And we're Winston's with us. Yeah, and Winston the dog, the animal, is also with us. And we're coming to you from the Yankees room here.
Sort of live.
Well, again, live to us, but live. Not everybody else. We are doing podcast number 16, so that means this is our 17th actual recording. I think you were not there for one of them. It was the one I was just like, I just want to talk about this, and this is not something that you're familiar with. But, we are discussing a few newer Harbinger comics, Harbinger and Exo Manowar. Also,
8 and 9.
Yeah, 8 on Harbinger and 9 on
Exo.
Right. And 9 is Spitfire, but 8's on Merc and Psi-Force and DP7.
Yay! And no kickers or justice.
No kickers, no. We're going to mix it up next month, or next episode.
Which we're going to record soon.
Hopefully we'll record, because we got to read those. It is President's Day, and we are off!
Happy Hooray!
Yes. Although, there will be no rapping Abraham Lincoln impersonators on our show. So, not a one. No swooning about car deals or carpets.
Ooh, car deals.
You can get
carpet.
For cheap.
Oh, carpet.
So, yeah. I'm happy that whenever they finally get around to making someone like Martin Luther King Jr. rap to sell 2-for-1 hamburgers, I will be dead. So, when that happens, when some bad Martin Luther King Jr. impersonator, I have a dream that one day my pizzas will be 2-for-1 or something like that.
I have
you
a dream.
You can think of me rolling it over in my grave and saying, the world has passed me by.
I have a dream that one day I will be able to buy hamburgers.
One day, groceries will be on sale for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Oh, wait.
The black and white cookie is 2-for-1 here. Mike's Bakery. Whatever garbage they're selling. Stepping
they're
all over.
They're artificial flavor. They're so artificially flavored you can't even taste it.
There will be something new and ridiculous to go crazy about then, so. I am not worried. Oh, my goodness. I am beat. Oh, my goodness. I helped someone move this morning. Holy crow. Yeah, don't do that. That's a serious commitment. Jerry Seinfeld says the furthest friendship can go. And it is very true. Let's talk about what you liked, what you did not like. Where do you want to go from here? You want to do the new you first? All right, new you. What do you want to talk first? Is it Madeline's One Word Reviews Part 3?
We're not calling it.
No, we got to get a new name. Come up with something new.
But this one?
This one. What, I don't know what this one is. Like, remember, I can't see.
Psi-Force. You people can't see
you us. They can see. They just can't see us. Well, maybe they can't see. Perhaps we have a visually impaired listener.
Perhaps. And if you do, this is a
shout-out
to you.
A shout-out to you, visually impaired listener. Although, if you're visually impaired, you're probably not reading comic books. It's probably
That's
not
true.
Your mode of entertainment.
That's true. But let's do one-word reviews. And this time they're not going to crack on and, well, going to crack on one, but...
All right.
Okay.
Psi-Force, one-word review.
Okay.
Okay. Spitfire, one-word review.
Good.
Good. DP7, one-word review.
Three-word review.
Uh-oh.
Good as always.
Good as always.
And then Merc review.
Merc.
Bad.
Bad. Okay. Well, I have differing opinions than you. We'll get to those. Where do you want to go first?
Let's do Psi-Force.
Psi-Force. All right. What do you think of Psi-Force?
I ripped
the tape when I was... Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Psi-Force 8. That was what we were counting on for your college fund.
No, that's...
Oh, no. Psi-Force 8, what are we going to do?
I went to tank on the games.
Oh my gosh. Wynn is totally sleeping.
Aw, he's fluffy.
That's what he does during the day.
Because I made him
I said to Mom, do you think he barks at little cats all day or he sleeps? I'm betting he sleeps.
Because he doesn't sleep at all.
He sleeps at night.
Not usually.
Dogs sleep most of the day.
He's up when we're awake.
We've been here for so many days, I'm sure he's bushed. Get out of my space, you people. Alright.
Okay.
Couple of things I want to point out. The penciler on the cover and the art is Mark Teixeira, or Mark Teixeira, I guess. Teixeira. One of my favorite artists, but not during this era. I really did not notice or pick it up. He moved over to Ghost Rider later on. I actually have a comic book signed by him. It's one of my awesomer things in my collection. It's a glow-in-the-dark Ghost Rider head, and it's signed right on the what would be his forehead of Ghost Rider's skull.
That's Dad's favorite colleague. No.
Ghost Rider?
Yeah, that Ghost Rider.
That one, yeah, that glow-in-the-dark cover, that's awesome-tastic. But nice pencils coming into their own, really a little rough at the beginning, but now becoming a lot more stylized, moving away from that photorealism.
I like the colors.
Yeah. Shooter is still the editor at this point. My guess is he's losing control of the company because by this time, I'm sure Cyforce, along with most of the new universe, is turning into a failure. Big, big, big failure. But let's talk the comic itself. Go!
Okay. I like the colors on the cover. It was very colorful.
Very nice cover. Yeah, I loved it.
And I liked how when they were going to the prison tour, they said... they're on their way to prison.
I love Alcatraz. If I was writing fiction, I would put it in Alcatraz. I would set it in Alcatraz. Alcatraz is an awesome setting. I mean, I would have to go there first, of course. You know, actually look at it and see what it's like. But I think Alcatraz as a setting is a cool place. Tons of comics set there, television shows set there, and movies set there. As well as notorious criminals put there, a haunted place, whatever. But I love Alcatraz. Talk, man. Tell me what you think.
I love when they said, this was my favorite line. There's Al Capone's cell. No different than anybody else's.
Pretty cool. You know Al Capone is, right?
Mm-hmm. No. I only know because of Battle of the Smith.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason why I know a lot of these things.
That's okay. Listen, you'll get exposed to things differently than I am exposed to them. That's okay. You said you like this comic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's much better than it was right at the beginning. We both noticed that turn somewhere around that 5th, 6th issue where it became better. And it was sort of not so... crazy, silly, I guess. But I think it's really taken a turn for the better, and I can see now why it would have been salvaged. At the beginning, I was ready to vomit all over it. It was painful. And some of the covers I'm looking ahead at the end are not very good. Psyhawk returns here. What'd you think of that?
I thought that...
Looking for that section where they call out Psyhawk. They bring him in. Mm-hmm. And two different ways they bring him. One, they bring him with all five of them, and then the Stalker sort of defeats them, and they bring him back again.
With that. Yeah.
In a limited sense, two people bring him, and then he jumps in as the third one, and he takes on his powers. What did you think of that?
I thought that was cool.
How he switched back. What did you think about the reasoning behind it? There were a lot of references to slaves. There were references to Jews in concentration camps. What did you think of those calls there?
I know I didn't really see any of those.
What do you mean?
Like this is funny. Well, let's keep going through it.
Okay. What did you think about that reference to the slaves? And they were talking about the Psy-Stalker, the Stalker, being like a slave. They were making references to him being like, a Jew working in a concentration camp. What'd you think of those?
That was sort of a good comparison because, but it wasn't that bad. Like he doesn't have a memory.
No, it wasn't. He wasn't like concentration camp status, but he was essentially turning in his own kind, turning in people who are weird, who are odd, and I think he realized at that point, okay, yeah, I am getting, you know, taken advantage of here. Somebody's taken me here. I thought those were nice little references, a little bit educational, a little bit quote unquote literal. Not literal, but references to real things that happen. I liked it. I liked it. Did you like the story as a whole?
Definitely better than it has been.
Yeah, I think it had caught that. I guess that level.
I can definitely now see why it was salvaged.
Yeah, oh, survivability. Let's talk the other comics.
When's Buffy done? You make a nice cut.
Yeah, see that. What do you think about DP7, Spitfire, and Merc?
Okay, so the cover of DP7 did not make sense.
No, it never would have really happened in this sense. And I think we're sort of starting to feel that change over. Not so much the world outside your window anymore. I mean, they've already done a few things like that. But I like the comic, the story in it, very, very good. What's your take on the story? And there are four characters still on the run, attempting to be captured.
No, not attempting. Attempting not to be captured.
Attempting not to be captured.
Attempting
right.
to find the people captured.
Right. Attempting to get away, get out. And three of them are captured, right?
Yeah. That's seven. Four left. Seven.
Right, but three more of those guys are captured. Were three captured in the last book, four still out, but three more are captured in this one.
These two.
Right. Lenore is captured.
Believed.
What?
First is Lenore.
I don't know how the order went.
Think.
I mean, that's not super important. I do like the Grunewald connection in here, and I'm actually going to try to find something that he's very iconic for doing. What was the title of it? I'm looking for something that he wrote because I'm really loving the writing in DP7. It is by far the strongest of the bunch. It is interesting, it's exciting, it's realistic, and I do like the fact that Lenore in this one is changing. We're seeing more of her. Like, almost like they kept, not her powers hidden up at this point, but they kept her at a low level. Yeah, low profile, good way to put it. Hidden away. And she's becoming more of the story here. But also, their captors... Does he stink?
It smells like he dooted or something.
Oh, well, you know. He is a dog. Not the cleanest of a bunch.
Oh.
I like the changes.
Now I'm bent on finding this.
What are you looking for?
Who's captured first?
Oh, well. To me, who cares? I liked their way they kept subduing everyone with her, you know,
Lenore's
taking off
first.
The mask and then going out and capturing most of the guys. There's one cop behind her that doesn't see it, and she's got to turn around and do that again. I don't know if she's going to survive this thing. I keep thinking they've got to kill somebody. Somebody's got to die in this comic. You know, and a Harbinger 6 kind of a mode. In fact, truly, I was thinking somebody would be dead already. Somebody that escaped.
I'm surprised no one is.
Yeah. I was thinking somebody's going to die here. Somebody's going to go. And then that'll
probably
be the person
not this guy.
To.
Probably not this guy.
I don't think he's going to die. No.
No.
I don't think he will.
Probably, he used to be the main character. Now it's kind of morphed into this guy being the main character.
I do like it. The antibody and
whatever that kind of
thing is. I love how in this they really all have a power, and that power is a problem too. It's not just like, hey, I can heal fast, or I can run fast. It's just, you know, I can run fast, but I have to use all these calories, so I gotta eat all the time, you know.
I can't stop moving.
Well, keeping with that reality,
it's like
of
I have
it
ADHD.
Like what is the big guy's name? I forget his name.
Charlie.
Shoot. Anyway, I love the fact how he doesn't wear shoes. How he has sort of those flip-flop things because shoes wouldn't fit him. They'd be too expensive for him to find or wear. And that's
size 52.
So bound in reality, you know? I mean, if you were that big and on the run and living in a Winnebago, you wouldn't have some giant cool shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You'd just go with some, what can I find to put on my feet here? Where is something I can do with? So that I thought was very, very awesome.
And then he's really strong and he can't, he gets mad. He has to be like, okay, do not hit anything.
Right, I'm going to damage something. I'm going to hurt somebody.
And she can't show herself anymore, Lenore. She has to wear.
She can subdue people, but she has to wear that covering all the time.
A wig.
Right.
And mask. And this guy, he has no control over his powers. This poor guy.
Right.
He's like, oh, God.
Go find someone. And then he says, what? Don't come back until you find something. He's like, wait, but come back in 20 minutes if you don't find anything. And it's already gone, you know? Hold on a second. Crap. I messed up.
Frick.
He takes it too literally, you know?
And he has no control over his powers. He's like,
It is.
I'm leaving me! Don't come back here! What are you doing?
It's a well-done comic, and, you know...
It's like, I can't. And then the one woman's powers are a problem, too, because she's... Because of it, she can't see her kids anymore.
Right. You know, the reaction to how her family would react and put her in a scenario. Kind of married to a dummy. I mean, this is...
Married to a mean person.
Well, I would say stronger words than mean person if I wasn't recording these for all the world to hear.
Mean person.
Yes, mean person. A ninny.
A very mean person.
A very ninny.
Very, very thank you.
All right, let's talk about something else. We've, I love DP7. I really am impressed with it. There's a little bit of speculation right now that some segment of it will return in current writing, but until it happens.
Very, very, thank you.
Merc first. Let's get it out of the way.
It was bad.
Okay. I'm not quite to that level of it was bad. It was underwhelming to me. I don't hate it. Better than some of the later issues. Like, the last couple I thought were atrocious. I could at least follow this one. Now, that opening shot of the flying helicopter with guns on it.
And the wheelchair.
I know. Yeah, the flying helicopter wheelchair with guns shooting out of it.
And killing his best friend.
Right. And now, it's a dream, but still... you don't have to be stupid to be a dream.
Really.
I mean,
my stupidest dream is when I go riding on a unicorn and Smiley Bones
I do not have that dream.
And give me an award.
I do not have
for
that
flying
dream.
Flying on a unicorn.
That is not my dream.
And then a dragon eats me.
Mm, that is not in my dreams.
And Sarah Scott kills things.
Thank you for that very descriptive oddness. It's fine. It's not great. Madeline, much more critical of this than me. I thought it was okay. At least I could follow this story. The last couple have been like, what in the world? Why in the...
heck?
And it's actually a concept I thought I'd get into. Mercenary on the lamb, refusing a contract. Someone's going to get him. Oh, yeah, you love that stupid ad. I'm thankful we're almost done with this month so we can be done with this bodybuilder ad. Yeah, it's a dork. You know, you chicks, you go for the guy who builds a model. You chicks.
He's a nerd kid.
I know he's a nerd. Total nerd. And the girls are like, ooh, nerd boy. I love how he builds a model. He's super glue.
A Daytona FPC model.
It's bad. It's bad. This one, at least I could follow. I liked...
It says, build a reputation.
Yeah.
When you build a model...
Did you see Mike? He made a model. Woo, swoon.
When you build a model, you build a reputation.
Yeah, it's not the reputation you want. Mikey built a model. What a dork. Don't date him.
A reputation for hard work. Caring, concentration,
oh,
attention.
He's such a concentrator. That makes all the girls
attention
swoon.
Attention to detail.
He pays attention to directions written in 6 languages.
And when it comes to details, one model reputation stands above all the others. MPC.
MPC.
Every MPC model is 100% authentic, down to the smallest detail.
I wonder if they even exist anymore.
And MPC has a wide selection of reputable models to choose from, including their unique line of 87 American high-performance cars, models of the latest cars in production. Plus, every kit comes with easy-to-follow assembly instructions, so you know when it's finished, your model will look terrific. And a good-looking model can earn you a good reputation.
MPC.
Just like the real thing, only smaller.
No longer exists. Aww.
Darn. We
General Mills bought MPC from Totef. Let's see.
General Mills, the cereal company?
I guess so.
Cereal company.
Eventually absorbed by Ertl.
Ertl.
Didn't even say a date. I think it sort of demised away into nothingness.
Bye-bye. The reputation's
Model
gone
Products
now.
Corporation.
The reputation's gone now. Little the reputation of going away. Bye.
I think they're gone anyway.
Little the reputation.
Let's talk a little bit more about the comics and a little bit less about stupid advertising. Oh, boy. You're lost. This podcast is lost. I'm going to make my little judgments. I like the fact that it was tied to the church. I like the fact that they put that in there, and it felt like, in a lot of ways, Godfather 3, which also has this Pope motif, church motif thrown in, and also was less than the sum of its parts. Like, it seems like it should be better than it is, but it wasn't. It just was kind of junky, sort of blah. Underwhelming. And I don't like the fact that every issue seems to wrap up a whole comic at the end. It's like, hey, the whole story's over. Very few stories are actually lingering or told at a cliffhanger or brought to the next comic. You want to stay with this anymore, or you want to move on? What?
Yeah.
What?
You should call our podcast Build a Reputation.
Build a Reputation. No, I can call it. Model Products, Build a Reputation. Okay. I can do that. Let's talk about...
No, call it Just Like the Real Thing, Only Smaller.
That's right. Oh, that's good. I like that. Just Like the Real Thing. That's better.
Just Like the Real Thing, Only Smaller.
All right, let's do Spitfire.
That's the end of the ad. That's
Spitfire, Spitfire. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was strong as well. Still no reappearance of the Max suit. I mean,
nope.
I want to say since
it's gone.
Five.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure it's going to come back again.
Like issue 4 or something.
It's been around.
Early.
I did like how it started
and then
with...
the guy killed his Max suit.
Well, the troubleshooter's getting rid of those dumb arms. You know, like, we're
Goodbye.
Through with this. It's over. And went from, again, Spitfire and
yeah.
the troubleshooters crossed off. To this issue now, Spitfire. Just Spitfire. And it's going to become codename Spitfire soon, or in the last issues or something. I don't know why this one's changing so much. I guess it was due to sales, but I think it's good.
This part was weird. He remembers, Doctor. He remembers.
Yeah, it's kooky. I mean, I'm glad they didn't just, you know, get rid of the troubleshooters and say, all right, we're done with them. I'm glad they have some kind of a closing.
And most of all,
it's a good comic. I like Jenny, the character in it.
See, there is this little reappearance of the Max suit, but it's like in a dream.
Yeah, it's recollections and photographs and setups. I thought this was a very good comic again. A lot of real connections, and the look of it really changed. I think the artist is different this time around. I know the look of the art is very different. But it is much, much stronger.
I thought it was cool that they made the video.
What do you mean?
Like, they made the video of her father talking to her.
Oh, yeah, they created that behind the scenes to really throw her off.
But
they're trying to get her to be a part of this. They're essentially tricking her. And that, at the time, was an unheard-of thing. I mean, today, that would be something you could really assemble together relatively easily with some... I wouldn't say easily, but... You could assemble together through some trickeries or attention to details or tricking videos, but this is a great comic. And putting those two people together, launching them out, and sending them to battle against these other suits. We run into one of the biggest failures of basing a comic in the real world, and that is anything that is sort of different, like these robot suits, has to be done in a realistic manner, and that makes it very clunky, very, very 50s sci-fi film looking. and that, its greatest strength is also its greatest failure. I mean, this cover is ridiculous.
This guy is, like, weird. He's like, whoa, and I do mean whoa.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sort of used car salesman-y. But that clunky yellow robot on
that
the cover.
That used car salesman that can get you to buy the beat up cars.
Yeah. The cover looks clunky. It is clunky, this thing they're attacking, and especially on a white horse with the giant muscular dude with no shirt sleeves. I mean, it is corny, but it's well written. The story's good. It just doesn't have that shelf appeal. Spitfire looks so good now. I gotta get me one of those. Just does not have
that. It's not even a white horse.
No, it's just the cover.
It's like a gray horse.
It's just the cover.
The white horse with the golden harnesses and the big muscular guy with no shirt.
All right. Well, let's close out on the new you
and
talk about the new Valiant You, which is
name it right now. Just like the real thing. All this.
Just
color.
Like the real thing. Oh, nice. Cool tort cover.
King.
Oh, let me say this.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I only saw this one.
The Swayan, the Miko, excuse me for mispronouncing your name. The cover that goes across all of these, that's phenomenal. That four set cover, I think it's four. Wait till you see the next one. The next one is tort on the cover of it. It's a beaut. But. I did not like the first section of it with Pete and Chris and Faith, but I love this one with Flamingo. I love the arms turning to fire. No, there. This one. I'm talking about the one you're looking at right now. Her arms turning to fire on the front end of it. That's amazing. And wait till you see the next cover with Torque on the front of it.
They should do another one with, like, Torque profile.
They have, like, Torque face. Here it is, right here. Here's the one. It's the 1 in 20 variant. So, there's a Flamingo on 7.
And then there's a Flamingo. Yeah, I have that one.
7 Flamingo.
I need a frame.
Torx on 8. 6 was Faith.
Yeah.
No, wait. 4 was Faith.
Yeah. 5?
I think 4 was Faith.
5? No. I have it drawn. I even wrote the note. I think it's...
Right,
I'm pretty sure it's 4.
I can do it. Don't. Just stand right. I can look. Don't go away. Well, I'm talking to nobody here. Let me find it. Don't worry about it. Just sit. I'll look it up.
And then I drew Pete, but it didn't look as good.
Well,
neither.
The Pete
Flamingo
one
didn't look as good.
The Pete one is different. I kind of wish all of those
would
were
be
drawn by the same person, but there's some nice thing that they weren't
drew
by the same person.
I
like
drew.
The, excuse me for, slaughtering the name here, the Flamingo one done by Lupacino or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But I think the Faith one's incredible as well.
I drew that one. It's not as good as the actual cover.
Well, no.
It's the best one that I've drawn. I've tried to draw every one. And the Faith one is the only one that turned out well. The Pete one, he had a really fat face.
Well, the Pete one.
The Flamingo one, her head was too small, so I had to try to draw her torso, too, and it just turned out really bad.
Well, I think the Pete one is a different one anyway. It's sort
he
of
had
his,
a really fat face.
Well, I think the
no,
Pete
not
one
the
is
one that people
his face
drew.
Too far forward. The Faith one I like.
The Faith one, the one.
I think I might like that one the best. But
I like the Flamingo one the best. I just can't draw it.
The Flamingo one's amazing. But then the other one in... Six, Harbinger 6, there wasn't one. It was just Faith flying, and then the variant was Clark, Pete walking away. And then we go back again to the Flamingo variant and the Torque variant.
Do we have that?
The Torque one? Yeah, yeah. I have it. Okay, here, look here. Here it is. There it is on Greg's site. Thanks, Greg. Greg's the guy, the webmaster on this one. Take a look at the Torque one for next month.
Oh, cool.
It's phenomenal. Yes. Yeah, what do you think about Torque Hala? Torque Hala. Mm-hmm. His little place in his imagination where he survives.
Torque Hala.
Taking that little boy and putting him inside of his skin. What did you think of this issue?
I thought that was kind
of
sad. It just made me sad. Like, to see the little kid and he's all... He's crippled and he can't do anything. And I'm
just like, oh. Not anymore.
And he has this thing in his imagination that he's so special and magnificent that it's made me cry.
Why do you think that is?
Because he didn't feel special and magnificent.
He's a broken person. I mean.
And his brother. His brother hated him.
One of the biggest commonalities of these people is they are broken. I mean, their lives are really broken.
Messed up.
I mean, Pete's. On the lamb, on the run, I mean, all taking drugs, literally.
No,
suppressed.
Not, he's not.
Pete?
He's taking them for Joe.
Oh, no, Pete was taking the drugs to suppress all of that garbage that he kept hearing, all those voices. He'd take the drugs to suppress all the voices he was hearing all the time.
Yeah, but he was also taking them for Joe. Like, he was taking them from the store for Joe.
Yeah, like but he took them, he ate them. They showed him eating the pills to suppress the voices in his head because he couldn't control it. He couldn't shut it down.
And then, oh my God, poor Flamingo. She had a terrible life.
But Flamingo is broken as well, dating a jerk. I mean, you know,
whoops,
what,
her.
Stripping for money?
Yeah.
Beaten up by her boyfriend. Faith is broken as well. I mean, I think she has a mental instability. I mean, very simplistic look at things.
She looks at things. She has a very, she has a very, very big imagination. So cool. Awesome. Superheroes.
But I don't think she has an ability to exist in the real world. You know? I mean, she lives in this.
The first issue, you could very much see that.
Yeah, she's a simple person. More than likely, because so many people are so ignorant to her.
So many people were mean to her.
Drastic nerdiness. I mean, she's a super nerd, but...
And she's bigger than most people. Yeah,
she has a weight problem. And then Chris, as well, has...
Even though she has no powers, she's...
No, she's a broken person still.
Her dad had cancer, and her family is running out of money.
Right. And it's not... And she's
her dad had a heart attack, and...
Right.
They have to pay all the hospital bills.
And through circumstance, having these problems, and she's very cynical, very much a snotty person. I mean, listen to the conflict she and Right have back and forth, all of those words. I mean, you see five broken people that are surviving through, I mean, Torkala's world is, we're finally getting the impression of what we're seeing. You know, how he lives in this step away from reality. But everybody is not really living in the real world. All of them are suppressing the real world to survive, to exist. And I think that's what makes them so compelling. Because we see this.
And it's kind of sad.
It's very sad.
It's very. It makes us feel bad for them.
Absolutely. There's
they lead horrible lives, and they have have had horrible experiences, and none of them have really had a very good life.
It confronts that problem.
It just basically reveals that people who have powers in this series, they haven't had a very good life.
Right. And I think that's the biggest connection. Because all of us have that part of us, that hidden part of us, that we don't reveal to a lot of people, that is the real section of us. And I think we're really getting in touch with this broken part of these people. And I'm thinking back to my old Marvel Comics days. And outside of Rogue, and a lot of that was suppressed, most people had a dark, sinister past, but it wasn't really revealed. It was just, you know, an eye drop here, and then a tiny little bit of something else. Most people are just dark pasts. But this is, from the origins, broken. Not just dark pasts. Broken people. People whose lives are horrific. People whose lives are horrendous. And they're surviving. I think that's what makes these things so compelling. Mm-hmm. Because we want to root for them, you know? We want to talk to them. Yeah, stretch
get him
out.
A psychologist.
Right, find him some help. So, Harbinger, outstanding.
Wonderful.
Very compelling. Now, you did not like Exo, right?
No, it was confusing. We just launched into something, like, brand new.
I just thought it was a bridge.
And I like the old stuff. I like the old stuff. When I picked this up, I was like, why are they so old?
Well, it's a bridge. I mean, it even says on the cover, prelude to planet death. So we're bridging over here to the next area. And it's just laying down the groundwork. They're closing down a lot of things.
I like the thing with
them. Yeah, Ninjak, I thought that arc was very, very good. And I'm not sure where this one's going yet.
I have no idea.
I mean, I know where it's going. Going to the home world, but I liked him ending up in the sort of consciousness that was shared, and then trying to use his weapons, and then ending up, oh snap, I can't do that. And then they all decided,
congrats,
we're not going to come back here anymore. There's a lot of establishing here, hatred toward the Vine, moving away from that. And again, I think this is the first step. Like, if I look back at the first arc, those first four-part arc, not much happened until the end of that second issue when he finally got the armor, and then third issue was where it really started. I think this is the first act, the characterization of it. And I don't, my jury is still out on it. I don't want to judge it yet. My experience has been with the Exos that I like them better as an arc than as comics or stories, so it's a overwhelming. I see him. He's trying to get your attention. What you think?
Besides the jumping into something new part, I thought it was good.
All right.
But, like, the fact that it jumped into something new just made me a little bit angry, because I was just like, no, why are we changing? Why are we undoing all this? You have 8 issues behind you that you've just completely unraveled.
Not unraveled. I think we're moving on to the next thing.
It's kind of like, that was kind of like a prelude to the prelude.
You know, I think.
But, like, it was kind of like the origin, but you could have done that in one comic, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I keep thinking back, like, they've announced 0 issues now. Harbinger 1 is out.
Harbinger 0 is out. It.
Sorry, I'm just hiding it from you. We have to record. Well, like I said, as soon as we're done with this, you can go read the other ones, and then we can record going forward if you want to. But this one, the Archer and Armstrong 0 has been announced, and so is Shadow Man 0. But Exo Man of War, they're keeping 0 away right now. And I thought, well, I don't think they want to.
They really don't have a lot of origin to.
I think there could be. I think they're trying.
Not the main characters.
Well, I hope they're trying to keep some things away still, like not reveal everything yet.
I thought it was before.
But that could be, or the armor's origin background there. But I hope they don't blow everything in the first year. Yeah.
Do you remember what I said about maybe that little baby was Eric? Mm-hmm. I think it was.
The baby?
The baby in the first comic.
The very first comic
switching out the baby.
Oh. Oh.
Thinking that was Eric? I think it was.
Could be.
I think that it was.
Yeah, that
was something that I think this might not have happened, but I think he said, wait, I can understand you.
What's all the consciousness talking? I'll tell you, well, we'll find it. We'll wrap this out, Mads. Then you can hunt that up if you want to. But
I think he can understand them. They're not...
In that consciousness, don't forget, he's in the armor, and when he came forward in time and landed in Rome, the armor sort of interpreted the information for him, so part of that's that.
But still,
let's wrap this out, and take care of it.
Just like a real thing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, just like the real thing. All right, we'll get this out, and maybe we'll record another one today, or fish, but we'll get back on track. All the best, just like the real thing. Thanks, Wynn.
Winston says goodbye, too.
Yes.